Blog Talk Radio.
Killer work from home jobs. 460 job superbook. That's 460 work from home jobs from companies you already know. There's no story, no lessons, just jobs. And it's economical too. It's three books in one. The Killer Work from Home Superbook identifies Fortune 500 and legitimate work at home jobs from global, national, mid-size, and startup companies, all for just $3.99. That's right. You can get the Killer Work from Home Jobs 460 job superbook right now on Amazon for just $3.99. Just search Amazon for Killer Work from Home Jobs by Lee Evans and get your copy now. Don't miss your opportunity to find jobs you can do from home from reputable companies you know. Get your copy of Lee Evans Work from Home Jobs 460 Job Superbook on Amazon today.
My Wolf Protector, Book 2 in the best-selling paranormal romance series, Wolftown Guardians by Rose Winters. Resigned to never knowing the truth about his mate's disappearance, Merrick Walker is a guardian with nothing left to lose. Late one night, his entire world is turned upside down when two battered werewolves stumble into Wolftown. They have escaped from a hidden research facility in New Mexico, only moments away from death. Before losing consciousness, one of them makes a shocking revelation. Merrick discovers his mate is still alive and desperate to be rescued. My Wolf Protector is available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Visit the author at www.rosewinters.com or find her on Twitter as author_rose. Be sure to check out the book that started it all, My Wolf King. That's www.rosewinters.com. Winters spelled W-Y-N-T-E-R-S. Go now.
So everybody and their brother uses WordPress, but when your WordPress stops working, where can you find a fast and affordable solution? Introducing WordPressRepairHelp.com. We guarantee to fix any single WordPress issue for only $37.77 or your money back. Whether you're having theme issues, platform issues, plugin issues, or just issues, WordPressRepairHelp.com will fix it for just $37.77. Simply create a repair ticket, submit your payment, and we'll go to work. Get it fixed now at WordPressRepairHelp.com.
Do you have a breathing problem or know someone who does? Jason here for AJ Pure Air. I want to recommend an air purifier that will change people's lives today. The new Silent Night air purifier blows the competition away with a new filtering technology known as ZEPA. That's with a Z for Zero Emissions Particle Arrestor. Get this, it is totally silent because there is no fan. Silent Night puts out 100 cubic feet of near-perfect air per minute, continually capturing thousands of allergens, dust mites, mold spores, and germs. This ZEPA concept machine is more effective, totally silent, uses one-tenth of the energy, and it is 40% less expensive. Check out the Silent Night at ajpureair.com. That's ajpureair.com. Three words says it all. Wow, and totally silent.
Welcome to the Racing for Success Minute with Nadine Lajoie. Commit or don't commit. You know, a lot of people, they are asking themselves why they are not successful as they should. And most of the time, it's probably because they don't commit at 100%. And what I mean by that, it's in all aspects and all areas of your life. If in your personal life you are not committing yourself in your relationship with your kid, with your health, with your physical body, how can you commit in your business? Everything is a question of attitude and habits. So be sure that every week, every day, when you're committing to something, you just do it. This is Nadine at NadineRacing.com.
Back to the Jiggy Jaguar Show on the network.
Welcome back to the big broadcast, coast to coast and boulder to boulder, all over the World Wide Web and on 50-plus stations throughout the U.S. and Canada. 620 AM FM stations through the StarCom Radio Network. Boldly going where we do everything every day. Build, grow, and enjoy. That's what I was trying to say. Build, grow, and enjoy radio as well. We've got Arsenal Vega with us today here on the program. He is an unsigned artist. He is making his way through the world of music, and I wanted to get this guy on today. He's an incredible artist, and welcome to the program, Arsenal. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, let's talk about your music. How did you get started doing the hip-hop thing, man? What attracted you to hip-hop music?
Well, I love all types of form of music, so, you know, I had to do something when I got that passion built in inside. Couldn't sing very well, so I decided to rap, you know?
We've got Arsenal Vega with us today here on the program. We're going to play some of his music here in a short while. I know that you've got a pretty big fan following on social media. Tell me about your social media, Facebook, Twitter. How has that helped you in your music?
It's helped me a great deal. I mean, social media is definitely a blessing for any artist as myself that is unsigned right now. It's like a great promotion. It's free. And, you know, you get to build a relationship with your fans and touch bases and see what they like and get a good feedback. In fact, if anybody's listening right now, please follow me at I Am King Vega. And mostly that's basically my social media for Twitter, Facebook, and all that. You can get at me through that right there.
We've got Arsenal Vega with us today. He's a hip-hop artist. We wanted to get him on today talking about his music. How long was it until you started doing the hip-hop thing that you did your first live performance? Or have you done any live performing? Are you basically an internet guy? Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, I've performed a few times. I've live performed last time I performed actually been a while. That was got to be 2011. And it was good. It was a great experience. I just realized that since then, I had to focus more on my craft, and I wanted to build my reputation more because, you know, at this point, you really can't perform too much because you don't really have much of a following that will be able to come out to the shows. Most of my following is distance. I live in New York City, so it's difficult to get people who might love me in Florida or who love me in Virginia to come up to New York to see me perform, you know, once or twice. But I did perform. I have some footage of it, so people can always check it out on my YouTube. And it was a great performance, so I have got an opportunity to perform, and it's fun.
Arsenal Vega with us today here on the program. Talk to me a little bit about the writing process for your music. What is that like? How does that go down?
For me, I like to not to rush anything that I write, because everything I write is just me. There's really nothing that I could put together that is something fraudulent or fake. I try to keep everything as genuine as possible. I try to give people a viewpoint of my life and what I'm going through. Not all the time am I going to make music like that. Of course, sometimes you got to make generic stuff to get people interested in you, but majority of it comes from a deep love of music and of my own problems and good times and bad times towards how I feel at the situation. So I write mostly from the heart more than any other place.
Arsenal Vega with us today here on the program. We're going to play Make It Vibe here in a few moments. Talk to me about this track.
This track is a very interesting track. It was fun for me to do. It gave me an opportunity to work with one of my idols. His name is Fred Billionaire. He's somewhat fabulous, and it was just an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So I heard the beat, and I thought of him. I made a couple of phone calls, and we made it happen, and I just said, let's get something out there for the ladies to twerk to, since that was so so big this summer, especially. So it definitely was something I had to capitalize on at the moment. So, yeah, it was a great experience. I enjoyed it, and I hope to work with him again. He actually is on this mixtape, Ashes of Snow, that has been released another time, but it's a different record. But hopefully the next one we do something else.
We're going to play Make It Vibe right now. Hold on a sec, Arsenal. We'll play this. We'll come back and chat a little bit more with Arsenal Vega here on the big broadcast.
Let me see it vibrate. Let me see that ass shake. Don't wait, don't wait. Bring up my heart rate. I ain't got time for games, so mommy get it straight. And I ain't one of them lanes. You with a boss today. BLE, we Ocean Fleet. Renaissance, we off some trees. Ladies, just get on your knees. Booty pop to the song, geez. My bread stays on deck. Nigga, just act freck. Be writing big checks. So give me long neck, a dagger, wrist blinger, stuntin' on you little niggas. Rose gold, two bows, you startin' with you little niggas. I say you with a dong, mommy, my shit is long. So
watch it while I vibrate.
Program coast to coast and border to border, all over the Build, Grow, and Enjoy radio network. We've got Arsenal Vega with us today. That was Make It Vibe. That's a heck of a track. Tell me about the beat, man. That's a really cool beat.
Yeah, that was a great beat. That was actually produced by Futuristic Beats. He's actually producer down from St. Louis. I actually found him online from a great website called SoundClick.com.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Now, doing the music thing, tell me a little bit about the lyrical side of your albums. How important is that to you?
Honestly, I'm from New York City, actually from the Bronx itself. And, you know, coming from that type of area growing up, you know, you listen to more lyrical artists than you listen to, I guess, you know, I don't want to say down south artists, but artists who don't take music as seriously. Like, over here, it's a very big thing. So, like, even just when I was in the yard rapping with, you know, friends and other kids, we would take everything you say so serious, and it has to be written in such a creative way that you couldn't just throw it together. So, I mean, that is like my biggest thing. Everything I write is sublime to something else. It's not just, okay, he said this. Everything has a meaning to it, a purpose to it, and I really look to write everything unique. That's why I don't rush the actual process. I like to let it come to me as naturally as possible, so it will sound the same.
Arsenal Vega with us today here on the program. Who are some of your influences, man?
Well, you know, of course, you have Pac, you have Big Pun, because I'm from the Bronx, especially for a guy like him. It was incredible to see how far he came. Sad that he's gone. Biggie, of course. But if I have to be truthful with myself, my biggest influences would have to be Eminem and Fabulous. Those have to be the two guys that, as a kid growing up, was like my favorite. Like, if I can get them on a song, or even get them to do a song together, it would be like the most. They would have to play that record at my funeral. I just love those two artists the most. It'd be great. You know? So those are the ones that I have to give it up to.
We've got Arsenal Vega with us today. We're going to hear Tree of Life. Tell me about Tree of Life.
Tree of Life is literally a story that took place in my actual life. That was something that happened between me and my loved ones. It's pretty much self-explanatory when you're listening to the song. And it was something that, you know, I just felt like I had to say. You know, I kept putting records out that weren't really as full as this one is. And this one, you can hear the passion. And I just wanted to keep it as real as possible. I even made a couple of mistakes in the actual booth when I recorded it, but it just sounded so good, and it was so deep to what I was trying to say on the record that I said, you know what, just leave it. I want people to really hear how I feel about what I'm saying. So it's definitely a real, real side of me.
Well, here we go. It's Tree of Life, Arsenal Vega. We'll be back here in a moment here on the program.
Listen up, man. Look.
Your mother and your mother, I'm Adam's son. I only fuck the innocent. But since it ain't common, does it really make sense? I'm tripping off her. She's Molly popping. She's no accident. She was sent by kings to stop my reign and destroy my thieves. It was love at first sight. I was meant to believe. And that's how I lost it all in just one night. A despicable me fright to a hell of a sight. Look. Life secure, redemption's kiss. Until then, I'm faithless.
tree of life. She said, take a bite. She said, take a bite. She said, take a bite.
I took a bite. Now I'm in search for the tree of life.
Tree of life. My stomach's cold. My wrist is hot. In search of gold. And silence locked. We taking oaths while committing sins. We blame each other. We will never win. They telling me I could never win. They a bunch of bitches dressed like men. They hating on me, seek to bring me down. They see me smile, they wanna frown. I'ma take apart this underground. This killer message on this fucking crowd. I know what's right. I lost my chance, I divorced the fight. I'm getting fly, we're out of flight. I'm my father's son, eventually I do the right. She's dealing with me, she understands. I meant no harm, I'm a troubled man. I'm talking peace, she won't retreat. She's investing in me, she wants her peace. And she will get it, word to Jehovah. I'm a man of my word, just ask Jehovah. This faithless, black faced bandit is not bullshit. And that you can count, bitch. I'm taking over with selfless greed. I do it all for my seed. I have a life, and it's my seed. I bury thoughts, I grew my tree.
She said, take a bite, take a bite. She said, take a bite, take a bite. She said, take a bite. I took a bite, now I'm in search for the tree of life,
tree of life.
She said, take a bite, take a bite. She said, take a bite, take a bite. She said, take a bite. I took a bite, now I'm in search for the tree of life,
tree of life.
Welcome back to the broadcast, coast to coast and border to border, Tree of Life, Arsenal Vega, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, also on the Starcom Radio Network. And talk to me a little bit about your music itself. What would you, if you were given advice to somebody coming up in the hip hop game or the music game, what would be some of the things that you'd tell them?
That's actually a funny question, because I was speaking to somebody about that the other day. If I was going to give them advice, the first thing I would tell them is to understand that this is 90% business, 10% music. At the end of the day, you could be the greatest artist that's never been heard, or you can be an okay artist and be the most popular one out there. And if you really love this, you're not looking for people to necessarily buy into you, but you're looking for people to believe in you. And you know, if you coming in this with that mindset, then you will be fine. It might take you a while, but you will be fine. But if you come in and trying to get rich, then you know that's going to be a lot of money that you're going to have to come out with first before you can make that money at the back end. And you know, at the end of the day, no matter how many people you see out there that is doing music, that you will be like, what makes sense for this even to be out there? They had to invest something into it. Nobody just walks up and just becomes successful overnight. So as long as you realize that, you understand where your position is and how far you can get.
We've got Arsenal Vega with us today. What do you think about the present music scene or lack thereof?
Honestly, I don't listen to hip-hop as much as I guess most hip-hop artists that are coming up might. I try to, like, to divert myself, so I really wouldn't know other than whatever the radio might play, which honestly, they usually play the same thing every day. And other than that, it's like, I really don't care. I try to focus on people who inspire me. So it's either past music or artists that are not in the same lane as me. So I listen to more like Imagine Dragons, you know, artists like, I listen to, if I go to hip-hop, I guess R. Kelly just put out a new record that I like. But I really don't, I go more into the rock and to, like, pop music than I even do hip-hop at this point, because I feel like I don't want to sound like nobody, and I don't feel like there's much coming out of the hip-hop scene that is credible or nor relatable to me in my life. So I just focus on other types of music.
We've got Arsenal Vega with us today. Before we let you go, my friend, thanks for being with us today, by the way.
No problem. Thank you.
Before we let you go, how do we find you online?
Okay. Well, actually, before you let me go, that's a great question. You can always go to my website, which is arsenalevega at arsenalevega.com. You can also follow me at Twitter. I am King Vega. Also, Instagram is the same. Other than that, you can check me out on that Piff website. Please, everybody listening, go get the new mixtape / album, Ashes to Snow. It's been hosted by DJ Stax. You have Fred Galini on there, Rick Law, Sekul, and Fred Knight, a couple of good artists that I know you're going to love as well. And other than those basic ways, you know, I don't think there's any other way you can find me. But if you go to my website, you'll have all my social links and my main ones, like I said, Twitter, Instagram, and basically that's it.
Well, before we let you go, man, we're going to play Glory. Tell me about Glory.
Glory was from an album that I put out last year on my birthday, Death to Kings, which also is a great mixtape if you haven't gotten it yet. It was produced by Lexi Banks, which was the same guy who produced the last song, Tree of Life. And it was just a fun track that I did. I was actually really sick when I went to the studio to do this record. And I don't know what it was about. I don't know if it had like a sick thing that I got to be sick. Well, it came out so perfect. First take, I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, it's called Glory. It was fun. It was one of my first songs that I actually started working with. This producer, Lexi Bank, was on 90% of this new mixtape. And, you know, it was a great venture. I hope you like it.
Well, here we go. It's Glory. Thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
No, thank you. Thank you again.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, I do this for the glory, 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 glory. Yeah, I do this for the.